In Islamic civilization, we say that this civilization is not under the flag of materialism. People here, they are trying. They are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you have such people that they are ready to give away their material benefits to reach a greater goal, a greater aim? Imam al-Sadiq says, the person who intends to walk and to go to fulfill the need of his brother, he is like a person who is doing sa'y bayna as-safa wal marwa in the hajj. And when he reaches his brother and fulfills his need, he is like those martyrs on the day of Badr and Uhud whose body were covered in their blood in the way of Allah subhanahu. Sometimes we may think, yes, this is by Imam al-Sadiq, okay, no words, we accept it, we submit to Imam al-Sadiq, what, we do not understand it. But if you look at the purpose, the highest purpose of Ahlul Bayt, to build such a civilization, such a society, you will understand that this makes so much sense. Look at the purpose to reach a greater goal, to be ready to give away everything. We need somehow a greater inspiration. And that was given to us by Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. Look at this Arba'in walk. All those Iraqi people you see, some of those people are so poor that the only thing that they have for a year is what they are giving away in these 10 days and nights. And really, many of them, they cannot eat what they are giving to you during this Arba'in. This is not their ordinary food. Never. Their children, that they are so interested to give you something, they know that they will not be able to eat this in the next week or in the next month. They know that. Where on this planet you can find such a thing? In this ordinary lifestyle of people on this planet, even for Muslim people, sometimes we fight with our brothers to take something from them, not to give something to them. To take. This is not the manner of the follower of Amir al-Mu'minin. And without this, you can't talk about Islamic civilization, Islamic society. Those are just words that disappear in the air. Imam al-Hussein, as I said before, because he was ready to give away everything, his teachings raised some people that are ready to give away everything. This is the beginning of that civilization. This is the beginning of that civilization.